Okay, today's daf is Shkalim Daf Tezayin, Yerushalmi, and we are on the top of Tezayin Amid Aleph. So we're talking about, we're back to some of the Psachim Sugyas with Machshavos, and we're in the larger topic, if you're a member of Mosar. Not Nosar, but Mosar, right? Leftover funds from all different items that were given to the Beis HaMikdash. We got into it because of the first one, Mosar Shkalim, leftover Shkalim. Is chulin. We saw a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the halacha with leftover funds? What's the kavana, hektish betos? But once we mentioned that, then we mentioned moser asiris ha'efa, which we had a machlokas. Then what is the asiris ha'efa? Is it referring to the Kohen Gadol's carbon that he brings every day? Or is it a personal carbon? Moser kinei zavim, zavos. So we'll get back to some of those soon. So relating to that, the Gemara brought went off on a little discussion exactly what is the related topics related to Moser. So now we're on top of Tezayin Amud Aleph Lishmo. So we're talking about Karen Pesach. So we know, if what we remember, that the Karen Pesach, there are different halachas of a Machshava Shalol Lishma. Usually a Machshava Shalol Lishma does not passel the Karban. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim that tells us, Kol HaZvachim Shenizvachul Shalol Lishman Ksherim. If any carbon that is shechted shalol l'shma, you have an asham that was shechted l'shem shlamim. You have a shlamim that was shechted l'shem ola. Meaning the Kohen had a different kavana in mind when he shechted. That does not pass the carbon. The halacha is ksherim, el shalol ola l'bayim l'shem chova. But it doesn't count to fulfill the chiyuv of the carbon of the person. Chutz, except for Pesach and Chatas. Carbon Pesach and Chatos, because those have a tight connection with its owner. A Chatos, if a Chatos is not serving kapara purposes, then it's going to be pasul. And a Carbon Pesach also, if it's not serving its purpose of being the Carbon Pesach for the person, is also going to be pasul. Chutz ben haPesach vaChatos, and the Mishnah adds there, Zvachim Daf Beis, haPesach bizmano, vaChatos b'cholzman. So Carbon Pesach bizmano. What's a bizmano? Erev Pesach in the afternoon. What about Erev Pesach in the morning? That's a machlokas tanoim later on in the parak. But at least Erev Pesach in the afternoon. If I shech l'karban Pesach l'shem karban Pesach, good, that's what it's supposed to be. If I shech l'karban Pesach l'shem a different karban, then it's pasul. That is pasul. And the opposite is also true by karban Pesach. Let's say it's 3 days before Pesach. It's the 11th of Nisan. And I have a Pesach that I already designated. So there, it's the opposite, as we will see, because the Karban Pesach, as is mentioned here, the Tiklan Chatatin, let's read that on the bottom, because he summarizes this this summary and introduction to today's first line, the bottom. The Gabe Pesach came along, because we all did Bizman, no Dinaber Pesach, Chatzos Ayom, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. Lishmo, the Hainu Lishem Pesach, Kosher. Shalo Lishmo, Pasul. That's what we paskin. And then says the Tiklan Chatatin, Ubishar Yemos Hashana, the rest of the year, meaning Pesach Shelo Bizmano, right? The Mishnah in Zvachim is Pesach Bizmano. But if Pesach Shelo Bizmano, could go into Shefri Shekodim Lachin Yemem Rabim, I was bafresh the carbon a week before Pesach. And then before Pesach, for some reason, I'm Shechtigit, the Kohen Shechtigit, Lishmo Pasol Delav Zimne. Lishmo is Pasol, if I shech the carbon Pesach, Lishem Pesach on the 11th of Nisan, that carbon's Pasol. Because it can't be a Pesach. And had kavanah for Pesach. Says pasul to shalol lishmo kasher, but shalol lishmo is going to be kasher because really it's a Pesach, but it's not really, it's only Pesach bismano is going to be pasul, right? Shalol lishmo. But a Pesach shalol bismano is going to be kasher shalol lishmo. That's what we learned from the beginning of Zvachim and the Psachim. So the question here is, as we see on top, lishmo v'shalol lishmo. Bishar Yemos Hashana. I go back to the Gemara now. If I shechted a carbon Pesach on Erev, but not Bizmano. Let's say it's 4 days before Pesach. And I have Kavano Lishmo, which would pasul the carbon, but I also have Kavano Shalol Lishmo, would be Machshir the carbon. So if you have both of these Kavanas, what do we say? What's the halach in that case? Do we say that the Shalol Lishmo somehow is Oker, the Lishmo, and would be Machshir the carbon? Right? Usually Lishma is better. Here, Lishma makes it worse, because it's not Erev Pesach. So if I have a Lishma of the Karban Pesach, that's going to ruin the Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Lishmo v'shalo Lishmo b'shar Yemos Hashana. If I have a Kavan of Lishmo and Shalo Lishmo, on Fridays before Pesach, Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba, Mikivan, we're going to go with the Girsa of the Gra and the Girsa of the Tikkun Chathatin, Mikivan, Sha'amar Shalolishmo. Once he says Shalolishmo, Nasa Kishochit Pishtika v'Shalolishmo v'ul Kasher. Which basically means, it's kosher. If I think Lishma and Shalolishma, is Ki'ilu the Shalolishma, the second Machshava, was Oker and fixed the earlier Machshava, and it's all good. And that, and the, carbon is kosher. But the language of the Girsa is that we treat, right, I, Lishma and Shalol Lishma. So not only, the Gemara is assuming, not only if I have a Kavana Machshava Lishma, and then a Machshava Shalol Lishma. So how do you know that Shalol Lishma is okay the previous, and it's considered you did a Pesach Shalol Lishma 5 days before Pesach, and therefore the animal's kosher? Because you treat it as if you didn't even have that Kavana Lishma. It's as if you had Stama. Because we paskin Stama Lishma. Right, a stam karban pesach is omed to be a karban pesach. That's called stama lishma. So just like if I have a stam achshava, I don't think I'm just doing this, and then later on in the avoda, I think shalol lishma. So shalol lishma is going to oker and uproot an earlier stam, right, the neutral machshava. So too, it's strong enough to be oker a non-neutral machshava. A shalol lishma, the second part of my machshava, is enough to be okay, the earlier problematic part, and the animal, the carbon is going to be kosher. That's what Rav Bun Bar Chiya says in the name of Shmuel Bar Abba. Again, the Graz Girsa. The language is kiven she'omar. Interesting. Do you have to be omer? It's machlokas Rashi Tosos, other Rishonim, by a machshava poseles. Do you have to say it or even just think it? By pigle. Do you have to say it or even just think it? Numerous places in halacha, we have this machlokas, Rishonim, by, if somebody is choshev the Mishnah at the end of, Hamafket, I think. Right? Mishnah is, it says, ha-choshev l'shloch yad v'pikadon. If somebody has a pikadon from someone, I have an object, a deposit, and then I think, you know what, I'm gonna use this myself. Ha-choshev l'shloch yad v'pikadon. Right? Does that mean choshev? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos there. Or is it babakam, babmsiya, memdaladish? Do I have to actually say that I'm going to use it or even just think? So here too, by Pigel and Machshava Poselis. So the language of the Girsa of the Gra is, since he said Shalol Lishmo, that's Oka, the earlier one, and therefore the carbon is, kosher. So the Gemara says, now, Amrulay, no, how could you say that? V'yim Kenu, right? If that's true, should we go even further? That was all if I shechted a Karban Pesach a week before Pesach with Lishma and Shalol Lishma. How about this case? What if you had a Lishma Machshava by the Shechita and a Shalol Lishma Machshava by the Zrika? Does that also work? We say the whole thing is considered Shalol Lishma and therefore the animal is going to be kosher? The Gemara is going to say no. But that's the Havamina. The Gemara is going to say, V'im Kenu, if it's true that you're telling me a later Machshava, which is a better machshava for the context, a shalol lishma machshava is okay the earlier than afilu shachto lishmo lizrog damo shalol lishma. Remember the four avodos: shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. So shchita and zrika are the crucial, the most important ones. So lishma, if I shech lishma, amanasa du zrika sadam shalol lishma. You also want to say that's also okay. Yeyasek mishar rishona kishochto lishmo v'shalol lishmo. You want to say that's ke'ilu, you shechted it, lishmo and shalol lishmo, b'shtika v'yei kasher. Right, you're going to tell me that's the same thing? And the Gemara answer is, no, you can't go that far. Because at least in the first case, okay, it's going to be hard to fit this into the words, but this is what the Gemara is saying. In the first case, you could say, okay, you have a shechita, lishmo and shalol lishmo, so the shechita is still shalol lishmo. Right, you didn't finish you didn't do the shechita in a totally problematic machshava. So you can say the second half fixes the first half. You have shalol and shalol lishmo, consider it totally shalol lishmo. But if you have a shechita, that's problematic, lishma. And then you have a zrika, that's okay, shalol lishma. The zrika is going to fix the shechita, that we can't go that far. That's what the Gemara is about to say with these words. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, Rabbi Mari defends Rabbi Bun, right? Man Amar b'shtika kasher. Who says it's going to be kasher in that case? Onomar b'shtika pasul. It's going to be possible in that case, right? Because don't tell me that, you know, it's parallel cases where one case the shechita is totally problematic, and one case the shechita is only half problematic. So if it's only half problematic, then I'm able to undo it. Right? So the Tikkun Chathatin again says on the left side now, minolan de b'shechita de kasher. B'kahai gavna, the shchita kulo b'shtika, minal and the kasher. The hasam over there, havi b'shchita amira de shalol l'shma. You have some shchita that's good. Mashekin hacha b'shchita avoda shlema kulo b'shtika. If the whole shchita is done l'shma, so that would be a problem. Now, we know, but this is all right, about the machshavos by a Karan Pesach. We know about the zman of a Karan Pesach as Erev Pesach. We've noted if you look in the Tosfos Chadashim, which is on the side of the Mishnayos, the Katei Mishnayos, on the first one in Pesachim, so he quotes from Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibar Dishev, who notes that Pesach, right, the zman of Karban Pesach is Erev Pesach, right? That's what we have here in the Mishnah, in Zvachim. Pesach Bizmano is not one what we call Pesach. Pesach Bizmano is Erev Pesach. So he points out, right, isn't it interesting that we call Pesach Pesach, right? We call the 7-day holiday in Nisan Pesach, even though that's not what the Torah calls Pesach. The Torah calls Pesach Erev Pesach, and the Torah calls the 7-day holiday Chag HaMatzos. But we call it Pesach. So why is that? Right, I believe Yitzchak, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. Right, so why do Am Yisrael do that? So he explains, based on 5 other examples, Bnei Yisrael always put HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet first. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu always puts our covet first. And that's the Gemara at the beginning of Brachas. What did it say in Hashem's Tefillin? Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. What does it say in our Tefillin? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Right? Because we always put HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He always puts us. And that's why in the Klei Yakar in Parshas Matos, when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go fight Midian and take Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu turns around and says, let's go fight Nikmas Hashem. Right, because it's always the other one that is getting the covet. And that's why Pesach is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gavus. Right, Hashem passed over us. And that's why we call the holiday Pesach, because we want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the covet. Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. Matzah symbolizes our bitachon. We went out even before the bread was able to bake, and we didn't have any snacks with us, and we just went. So Hashem calls it Chag HaMatzos. We call it Pesach. And there are many other examples of this too. I once heard, that's why also, if you look in the Torah, in Parshas Emor, the Torah first has Ulakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon Pri Yitzhadar, the Dalam Minim, Kapos Torah Bavashem V'Nachos, Spalman Hashem V'Geshem V'Yam, and then Basukos Teishu Shivas Yamim, and then the Mitzvah of Sukkah, Dalam Minim before Sukkah. While if you look in the Mishnayos, Rabbi Yudan Asi, the first two Prakim of Sukkah are about Sukkah, and then the next two prakim are about Dalet Minim, right? Lulav HaGazel is in the third parak. So why is that flipped? So again, the Sukkah reminds us of the Anane HaKavod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with clouds of glory. We pass on like Rabbi Akiva, Anane HaKavod. And the Dalet Minim are all about, we go out with these mitzvahs, so many mitzvahs that we are connecting with. And right after Yom Kippur, we go out with all these mitzvahs, and we're very busy with these mitzvahs. So Hashem puts Dalet Minim first. Because it's about Bnei Yisrael being Oseg B'mitzvahs. And he puts, on the HaKavod afterwards. But we put it on the HaKavod first. We put it on the HaKavod first, but that's, Pesach on Erev Pesach. Good. The whole sugya of Machshava Shalol Lishma, we haven't mentioned this in a while. Remember the Rambam. The Rambam says that's Mazik. Again, it's one of the, Avos Nezikin in the beginning of Bava Kama also. But the Rambam's Lashon in Suli HaMakdashim in the 18th Perek, if somebody thinks an inappropriate machshava, right, kohanim have a lot of responsibility, right? So if they think a machshava shelo nechona, hareza over below sasei, shahari omer lo yichashev. It's an isadaraisa. Isadaraisa for a kohen to have an improper thought, where he messes up the other person's karban. Included in lo yichashev, shebechal din zesh lo yafsid hakachem b'machshava. Shahareza dome. Lamato mumbakachim. That's the Rambam's strong comparison. If I have a machshava haposelas that ruins the carbon, it's ki'ilu, I'm cutting off the animal's leg. I'm being mato mumbakachim, which is another iser. V'yafal pikin in a lokesh in a machshava maisa. It's a lav she'in bo maisa. Right? It's not like, actually cutting off the leg. That's a maisa, but it's a machshava haposelas. And therefore you don't get malchus for that. And then he quotes, kol garmen shenemar shu pasul. Goes through the different days. Look at the Mishnah Lamelach here. Mishnah Lamelach quotes from the Ramban that it's a separate in the count of the 613. Ha Ramban b'minyan mitzvahs kasav shekal machadim hashem she'nechona bekachim over belav delo tizbach l'ashem kol davara pirusho davara dibur ra v'chein kasav Rashi ha Ramban mana b'minyan lavim shelo Rather, Ramban has it as a separate one of the lavin of being matul mum, of putting a machshava she'ina nechona. There is a specific machshava she'ina nechona that's not from the kohanim, but from the bialim. The Rabbi Yosef Engel, in one of his many svarim, he has a whole sefer called Gvura Shmonim. There's another one called Shivan Panam Atar. Gvura Shmonim. What's Gvura Shmonim? One question, 80 answers. That's Gvura Shmonim. Right? So what is the kasha? Right? So you might think, oh, the Beis Yosef's kasha, that why Hanukkah so we could come up maybe with 80 answers for that question. I don't know if we can. We doubt it, but I have a sefer at home with 500 answers to that question. Okay. But, he has 80 answers to a question. What's the kasha that bothered him so much that he came up with 80 answers? Gvura Shmonim. So he says, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Yossi, who says in Zvachim Daf Mem Zayin that an owner could also ruin the karbon. Bailim mefaglim. Let's say I give a karbon and I think pigle. I can ruin the karbon, not just a kohen, but I can think pigle. So then how do you ever have a karbon sota? Because a sota, the process only works with the water and that only works if it's a kosher karbon. But every woman who knows this halacha is just going to be mefagel the karbon in her mind, going to think she's going to ruin the karbon, the water's never going to work. So if you according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, bailim mefaglim, imkin kol sota, haisi yicholo lefagel minchasa, v'shuv lo tuvdok. That's the kasha. I don't know how much of this has bothered us throughout our life, but this is his kasha with 80 answers. Maybe we'll do one or two. Right? The first one. What's the first answer? It says in Zvachim in a number of places that really karbanos are considered a davar shena b'shusa. Right? Kachim is out there right now. If somebody is steals a karban and then I try to be makdashid, it's not mine. Right, a makdash kar, the kachim chashi, and even once that's if chulin, I can't be makdash, but once something is hektish, then you can't, it's not yours. The kachim chashi vidarshen b'shuso. Afilu legabe bailim, the gama bailim ain't yicholom la'asram b'muksa v'nevad. Once something is a karbon, or we had this a few weeks ago with Esnan, but it's darshen b'shuso by kachim. Aye, so what's it talking about here? Bailim and faglim, it's not theirs. It must be only talking about kachim kalim according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Because we know there's an exception to the rule. Yosef Glili says kashim kalim belongs to the person. So when the Gemara says bailim afaglim, it must only be by kache kalim. A carbon mincha of an isha sota is kache kachim. All minchas are kache kachim. So this whole halacha must not apply to that. And there are many other answers. Maybe we'll do the first two. The second answer, he says, od yesh lomar. Again, it's just the musser of, you know, I came up with 35 answers already to the question. I should think more about it. I already came up with 35 answers. I came up with 70 answers to the question. I should spend more time. We come up with, well, there's a catch that bothers us. We hear a good answer, like, oh, good answer. Move on. Right? And this is 80. So number two. So this is number two. He says, kasha, madua baila mafaglim. As we said, Bishlama Kohen Matzi Asar to Osa Maisa. But the Gemara says in about Zara and the Bavli that even if Ein Adam Osa Davashen Shalo, but if you did a physical action to it, then you can be Osa Davashen Shalo. Basha Enki, so the Kohen does an action, right, even though it's not his. But the Bailim Ein Osa Maisa. So why can the Bailim Asar? So if it's Sarach Lomar, when it says Bailim Afaglim, that's only by Shchita. By shchita ksheira bizar and chova shchita b'chala karbanos and the bialim. We know the first avodah can be done by a zar. So that's the case where bialim can be mefagel during shchita. During shchita, I am mefagel. But by a karban mincha, there is no shchita. There's only the kmitza. And kmitza cannot be done by a zar. Can't be done by an isha. Can't be done by a man. Can't be done by a Yisrael. So the whole bialim mefaglim shouldn't be able to apply by that case. And there are many other answers, but we'll leave that by itself. Just an example of a machshava hapuselis. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah was speaking about the Mosars. So Mosar, Nazal, and Adava. So the Mishnah said that Mosar, if I give Mosar, I want to help out Nazirs out there. So I donate a lot of money for the Nazirim pot. So then anything, if one Nazir goes and takes some money for his Karbanos, so then other Nazirim get it too, because it's for Nazirim. But if it's for a specific Nazir, or a specific Nazir designated money for his karbanos, and he had leftover in money, then he's not a Nazir anymore. He doesn't want to be a Nazir again. So where does that go? That goes to Nadava. That goes for Karbanos Ola, at a time when the Mizbeach is idle. So Moser, Nazir Lenadava, Rav Chisda Amar, Hu Shekarva Chataso Basof. When do we say that the leftover Nazir money goes for Nadavis? That's only if we know the Nazir has to bring a number of Karbanos, where he brought the Chatas last. Because then this is looked at as leftover Chatas money. Because the one that was left over last was Chatas, so leftover of the Chatas money that we know goes to a Nadava. Avalam Karvu Shlamim Basof. But what if the order he brings his karbanos in, the shlamim is the last one, then Moser and shlamim, then the Moser is shlamim. Moser shlamim, only, right, there's no separate Moser nazir. It's either a Moser chatas or a Moser shlamim. That's Rav Chisda. Amr Reb Zira argues, no, afilu karvu shlamim basof. Even if shlamim is your last karban, the leftover money is looked at as, it goes to Nadava. Why? Halacha, it's halacha Moshe Misinai, achas hi benazir. It's a package. Shetei Mosara Nadava. Doesn't matter. Even if the Shlamim is last, the Mosar is going to be for Nadava. Right? It's all looked at in one package. The Karbanos of a Nazir. You don't look at it as a Shlamim and a Chatas and a separate. No. It's one package. That seems to be the halacha. Moshe Misinai according to Reb Zeira. Machlokes about a halacha Moshe Misinai. Now that's what it seems to be. So hold off on that for a second. Let's just finish the line. Masdisa Masayla Dain, Masdisa Masayla Dain. There's a brisa or a mishnah that supports each of these shitas. Again, what's the machlokas here? If a nazir brings his shlamim last, so the leftover money, is that moser shlamim? Or is that mosar? And it goes to Nadava. Goes to Nadava, goes for olos. So that's a machlokas. So we have a brisa that supports each one. So Masdisa Masayla Rabbi Zeira. We have a brisa that supports Rabbi Zeira. He was the second one. Rav Zeira said, doesn't matter the order. Doesn't matter the order. The leftover Nazir money goes to bring Olos Nadava in the Beis HaMikdash. Where do you see that? Because the Mishnah says in Mi'ilah, the Mishnah describes the case where a Nazir designates money and then he dies. So if he designated it for specific Karbanos, then fine. It goes to the Moser of those Karbanos. But if he's just stumin, money, this money is going to be from our Karbanos. He doesn't designate. So included in that money is all the karbanos. So the question there is, Elohim mos stumin. What does mos stumin mean? What does it mean there? So kol shedemei chataos, skip mesos, muravos ben. If you have the money for the chatos mixed in. And chatos is one of the karbanos that a nazir brings. We spoke about last week, I think. Machlokes Rambam Ramban. Why does a nazir bring a chatos? But if you have money for the chatos mixed into this mix, so that's called mos stumin. Afilu hifrish demei chatos misos mitocha. And even if you already were mafrished, take out the word misos also, even if you already mafrished the money, even if you already took out the money for the chatos, mos stumin him is still called mos stumin. So what do you see from there? That even if the chatos went earlier, and what are you left with? Just shlamim money, it still is called mos stumin, and therefore linadava. So that's where the raya to Rabbi Seira. Masisa masiya l'Rav Chisda. And there's a brace that supports Rav Chisda also. The following, the Tosefta says, Eilu l'chatasi, if somebody says, this is for my chatas, v'ashar l'shar nazirusi. This is for my chatas, and the rest is for my other karbanas nazir, v'meis, and then he dies. So there he specified. Says the brace, mo'alin b'kulan, v'en mo'alin b'miksasan. You only violate mi'ilah if you use all the money designated. But if you only use some of the money designated, there's no mi'ilah. Why? So, it's clear because shlamim, there's no mi'ilah by kachikala. So, it must be because we look at the designated money, this is chatas, and this says shlamim, and therefore, whatever's left over for shlamim is shlamim. So therefore, that's a raya to the second, to Rav Chisda. But lo amar, it may see, it doesn't say that if he dies, it all goes to Nadava. So therefore, that's a raya, a brice that supports each of the shitas. What I alluded to before with Halacha Moshe Misinai, as some of you probably remember, is the Rambam. Right? Because the Rambam, in the Hakdama Tevir Shemishnayis, writes about the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. The first two are the ones that are important for us. The first two categories, number one, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Number two, or one, or if he flips it, Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. A different category. Not Halacha Moshe Misinai, but Pirushim that go back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is our Mesorah. And the two examples that he gives are Pri Eitz Hadar being in Esrog, and Ayin Tachas Ayin being money. Right? Those are the two examples that this goes back to, all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's the difference between those two categories? They're both Moshe Rabbeinu. Halacha Moshe Misinai, there is not a remez, not a hint given in the Torah. I could give you 1,000 years, you'll still never figure out halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Why should a wall be 10 tefachim high? Right? Why should the shear of eating be a kezias? Right? All that's just arbitrary. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Pirushim b'kuvon b'Moshe Rabbeinu, that is as marumas. That, maybe you could figure out if I give you a long time. Right? That creates other. Esrog is a beautiful tree, beautiful fruit, and ayin tachas ayin. Well, most other legal systems also have ayin tachas ayin, not literally. So that's it. But the Rambam says by both of them, there's never a machlokas. There's never a machlokas about either Pirushim b'kuvon b'Moshe Rabbeinu or Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And then the Rambam lists off. Now, on list off there, he says, and here are the halachal Moshe Misinais. But interesting, he's very, he's humble. He says, Vania sader bakan, rov adinim, shenem halachal Moshe Misinai, v'efshar shiyakol. I'm gonna give you most of them. Maybe it's all. He says, these are most, but maybe they're all. V'isbar alacha mitat mashamarti, and you'll see the truth of what I'm saying. And he lists off all of them. So there are a number of them not on that list that the Achronim point out, that we seem to have Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So it must be that the Rambam, the Nesiv, points us out that what some of the things that we call Halacha Moshe B'Sinai aren't Halacha. Right? That sometimes it'll say Halacha, like here, it says Halacha. So the Rambam says never Machlokas, but Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? Gemara Gemirila, throughout Shas, Rashi and Tosfos, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam would say Gemara Gemirila, that means a Mesora. But Lav Dafka, that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So here too, there's a Machlokas about it. So must be that the Rambam does not hold. Again, I don't think it's on the list either. I think I just skimmed it, but that's that. Okay, there's more about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now. Rav Chisda Amar. We just spoke about, the leftover money that was designated for a Nazir. What happens with that? So, Rav Chisda Amar, Moser Lach Moshe Nazir Yerakev. What if you have the leftover bread of a Nazir, right? A Nazir has to bring loaves, right? Not as much as a carbon toda, but a Nazir has to bring loaves with his carbon. So what do you do with the leftover bread? You have to let it rot. Have to let it rot. Well, you can't use this for anything else. Why? I'm Rav Yossi Vios. This is correct. Lakrivo bifnei atzmo. You want to just bring the bread as a carbon by itself? No. Ainat yachol. You can't. Shein lechol lechem karv latzmo. The nazir bread is never brought by itself. Lakrivo nazir zacheros. Give it to another nazir. Ainat yachol. You can't. Shein lechol nazir zba below lechem. Right? The nazirus never comes. The lechem can't come without nazir. The nazir can't come without lechem. So, meaning, you want to give this to another nazir, but that nazir already had to designate his own breads. Right? Because a nazirus can't come without lechem. Lefum came, that is why, tzarach meimar, mosalach, mashal nazir, yirakev. That's why it has to rot. There's nothing that you could do with it. Sovereign meimar, we thought to say, the Talmidim thought to say, this not only applies to the bread, but the nazir also brings nisachim, right? Wine libations with his ola. So, meimar omer, hu mosar, and shlamim. Hu mosar lachma, hu mosar nesachav. So we thought that maybe this is, it applies to not only his breads, but also the wine libations. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, no. Mosar nesachav, kachi kachi minun. The bread of a nazir is kachi kalim. Right? But the mosar nesachav is kachi kachim. That's a separate din. Yiplu l'nedava. That goes to Nadava. Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, those will go to Nadava, because it's kachi kachim. Al daite, and so according to this, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, we're about to say, oh, what is this saying? The nesachim are kachi kachim, and leftovers go to Nadava. So al daite, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Shmuel, v'rav chista, v'rav alazar, shlashan amru davar echad. According to this latter view, that the leftover, the moser of the nesachim, go to Nadava, so this is connecting to two other shitas, right? Because, three, Rav Chisda, who Rabbi Yossi Barbun is explaining, Shmuel, Rav Chisda, Rav Elazar, they all are in the same world of Shita. What is that? Rav Chisda Ahin Dahacha. That's this one. Right? Rav Yossi Barbun was just explaining Rav Chisda's din. That not only is it applied by the bread, you say goes to Yerakev, but when it comes to the Nesachim, they go to Nadava. So the most Nesachim goes to Nadava. That's one Shita. Vishmuel Da'amar, and Shmuel said earlier, 2 days ago, on Daf Tezvav, Damar Rabbi Yossi, Adan Ataman, Rabbi Yossi says, while I was still there in Bavel, Shamis called Rav Yehuda. I heard Rav Yehuda, the Amora, Shaul Shmuel, ask his Rabbi Shmuel, Hifrish Shiklov Ameis, if somebody is Mafrish that Mafrish Shekel, and then they die, Amar Le, Yivlon Nadava. It can't be used for the carbon of Sibur, because a dead person can't get Kapara, but Yivlon Nadava, right? Shkalim are also used for katshe kachim. So leftover katshe kachim, you know, goes to nedava. So that's like the moser of the nesachim go to nedava. Goes moser nesachim go to nedava. Moser shkalim, if somebody dies, goes to nedava. And number moser asiris ho'efa shalom, like we just described in the last daf. Also, the leftover, the moser of the asiris ho'efa, of the leftover flour, a mincha is a katshe kachim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yochanan Liam Amelach. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't get any hanaf from it. Rabbi Elazar Amar Yiplul Nadava. So these are three examples of items that are in the category of katshe kachim, and they go to Nadava. They go, their proceeds go to buy karbanis that are used in the summer when the mizbeach is quiet. Period. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah. Moser shvuyim l'shvuyim, moser shavi l'oser shavi. If money is collected for redeeming captives, so it goes to redeeming captives. And Rachman al-Salam, there shouldn't be any more captives, but if there are any more, then it's used for the next ones. But if it's moser shavi l'oser shavi, but if it's collected for a specific captive, then it only goes to that captive. Let's say it caused less money to get him out, he gets that money. Moser aniyim l'aniyim, moser ani l'oso ani. Same thing with aniyim. Moser amesim l'mesim, moser hamase, but moser, what about moser of a specific mace? Three ways machlokas. Lu yarsha, first opinion says it goes to his yarshim. Remeir omer moser hamase imunach hashiav olio. I'm not sure, says Rabbi Meir, if when you give money for a person who died, is that for him or is that for his family? Right? So I'm not sure whether it should go to him or like you should build a bigger kever, matseva, or so, you know, you gotta wait for Elio Anavi. You gotta keep it, somewhere, and, it's in limbo. Reb Nasan Amar, Moser HaMeis Bonin Lo Nefesh Al Kivur. Reb Nasan says, no, it's for sure for the mace. So you gotta use it somehow for Kavod HaMeis and not for the Yarshim. Three sheet this in the Mishnah. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have to get back to that, Be'ez Hashem, next time. Okay, we'll stop here.